There are issues of training, and how we know there are issues of training, because when we look out into the field and we see some of the incidents that have happened over time, we see that they are well below the standards.
Such as,
well, in the most recent case, one of the most recent cases is the killing of a 13-year-old boy, Andy Lopez, in Santa Rosa. That's a case where it falls well below the standards of policing. It has resulted in major litigation, still goes on today, and it's produced a significant breach of trust between the sheriff's office and the community. And this is not likely, will not be addressed until we get new leadership.
All right. So in addressing this, what are some of the things that you plan that would, make improvements in those areas?
Well, it's issues of culture, Steve. What we know today, unless you change the organizational culture, no amount of training, development, will give you the kind of results that you want. So the first part is to change the culture, the organizational culture of the sheriff's office, and improve the leadership that has been there for some time now. And then once that's happened, to actually bring in the best practices in training, de-escalation, mediation, communication, to better address the challenges that the first responders have out in the field.
How do you change a culture? I know you have some background in this. You talk a lot about the fact that you were able to change the culture in some of the places in Los Angeles where you were involved. How did you do it there, and how will you bring that experience here to Sonoma County?
That's a great question. So first of all, it's very challenging to change an organizational culture. We're much better at doing that in the private sector than we are in the public sector. In law enforcement, it is particularly challenging. So how we do change that is to and we start at the top. We have the leadership understand what is actually driving the need to change the attitudes and beliefs and values of the leadership. Now, those attitudes, beliefs, and values make up the culture. And so my experience in doing this four times and also being a resource around the country is that when leadership can honestly reflect on their culture, what's working, what's not working, that is the point where we can then move on and create the kind of culture we want. Like, so what are the old attitudes, beliefs, and values? Now, what are the new attitudes, beliefs, and values that will take us on a different direction and give us different results?